Daredevil crosses Grand Canyon on a tightrope. For some people, no challenge seems too great. For U.S. Daredevil Nick Walenda, walking over Niagara Falls on a tightrope last year wasn't enough. He needed something even more difficult and sensational, like walking across the world-famous Grand Canyon, for example. In fact, he had already been planning a Grand Canyon walk for several years, choosing an area at its eastern end. The walk would take him 457 meters above the Little Colorado River. He would have nothing to protect himself apart from his long balancing pole, no safety harness, no parachute. He began final training in Florida weeks ago, boosting stamina by walking repeatedly along a 304 meter long rope and using wind machines to simulate gusts of up to 80 kilometers an hour. He needed all the training he could get. On the day of his walk, last Sunday, the winds were strong, gusty, and unpredictable. Just out of the blue, there would be a 35-mile, 56-kilometer-an-hour gust, he said, after his walk. My arms are aching like you couldn't believe, he added, while hugging his wife and children. It took 23 nerve-wracking minutes to complete the 426-meter walk from one side of the gorge to the other. What's next for the 34-year-old? It's hard to imagine.